Committee on Energy, House Special Committee on Energy, will convene. It is 3:05 or so, and it is the 3rd of April, 77th day of the legislature. We are in the Ramona Barnes Committee Room, which is 124 here at the Alaska State Capitol. Today we have Representative Lynn, Representative Tuck, Representative Peterson, Representative Olson, myself, Representative Pruitt. I do believe the other two members, I saw them in the hall, so they'll probably be joining us here very shortly. So we do have a quorum to conduct business. Ask everyone to make sure that your cell phones don't become a nuisance, that you choose how to make that happen. Today we are going to start off with, we're going to have a third hearing on HB 357, which is the ADA Sustainable Energy Program, which is by myself, Representative Pruitt, as well as our fourth hearing on HB 336, which is the Energy Assistance Program and Vouchers, by Representative Thompson. I do want to recognize Representative Thompson in the audience, as well as Senator McGuire. Thank you guys for both being here. It's my intention to move both of these bills from committee today. So first up, HB 357. I believe we currently are working off of version M, and we need to adopt the new one, which is the version B. As we get to that point, Representative Sadler and Representative Foster have both joined us. So is there a motion to move CS for HB 357, LS 1402-B, as in beta, as our working document?
I could make that motion to adopt /B as the working document.
All right. Any objections? Seeing none, version B is the working document before us. I'd like to now invite my staff, Dirk, before us to present the changes between version M and version B. I believe we also have, I should see in a moment. Go ahead and present. I believe we're supposed to have Ted Leonard on the line, but I don't have that sheet yet, so we'll hold off on that. Dirk, if you would, please present the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll go over a brief.
Introduce yourself.
Dirk Kraft, staff to Representative Lance Pruitt. I'll go over a brief description of changes from version M to version B. Look at section 5, page 4, lines 1 through 15 of the M version was removed from the bill, and the subsequent sections renumbered accordingly. We were afraid this section created a liability for the legislature, and Department of the Law confirmed that it could be construed to create a liability, so just to be on the safe side, we took that section out. The new Section 5 retains the language found in Section 6 of the M version. With the following changes, we replaced energy project with qualified energy development on page 4, line 6, and page 5, line 1. ADA has a specific definition for project. And so, again, we changed everything to qualified energy development to be encompassing of the new language in this bill. Language in Section 6 retains the language found in Section 7 of the M version. With the following change, we replaced energy project with qualified energy development on page 5, line 29. Language in Section 7 retains the language found in Section 8 of the M version with no changes. No changes in Section 8, except that retains the language found in Section 9. The language in Section 9 retains the language found in Section 10 of the M version. We deleted the word energy preceding loan on page 6, line 26. And we're advised that energy was unnecessary at this point since we're changing the definition to qualified energy project. The language in Section 10 retains the language found in Section 11 of the M version with the following changes. We deleted the word energy preceding loan on page 6, line 28, page 7, line 6, page 7, line 11. And the language in Section 11 retains the language found in Section 12 of the M version. And again, we deleted energy preceding loan on page 7, line 20. Section 13 is the new 14 of this section. And we replaced energy projects with qualified energy development on page 8, line 18 through 19, page 9, line 11, line 12, line 13 through 14, line 22 through 23, line 26, page 10, line 5, line 12 through 13, line 15 through 16, and line 18 and 19.
Mr. Chair. Representative Tuck, can you state that one more time, please?
Yeah. A little bit slower.
Okay.
And what was taken out?
Language.
What was changed?
Okay. Section 13. Language in Section 13 retains the language found in Section 14 of the M version with the following changes. We replaced energy projects with qualified energy development. And again, projects has a very specific term in ADA statute. So we changed that to qualified energy development to reflect this legislation. And those changes occur on page 8, line 18 and 19, page 9, line 11.
This is of the B version?
Correct. Through the chair, Representative Sadler, this is the version B. Well, actually, version M. These are the changes we took out of version M. Page 9, line 11, page 9, line 12. Page 9, line 13 through 14. Page 9, line 23. Page 9, line 26. Page 10, line 5. Page 10, line 12 and 13. Page 10, line 15 and 16. And page 10, line 18 and 19. Section 14 retains the language previously found in Section 15 of the M version with the following changes. Again, we replaced energy project with qualified energy development on page 10, line 23. Inserted conservation preceding storage on page 10, line 25. Removed conversion of natural gas, coal, or biomass to liquids and replaced with new language on page 10, lines 29 through 30, the chemical, catalytic, or biological upgrade or conversion of natural gas, coal, or biomass to hydrocarbon liquids. Inserted new language on page 11, line 3, gasification of coal or biomass into synthesis gas. Inserted new language on page 11, line 4 and 5, the chemical, catalytic, or biological upgrade of synthesis gas into methane. And inserted new language on 11 lines 6 and 7, the manufacture of hydrogen from any feedstock, excluding the mechanical separation from air. And again, that's adding definitions for what could qualify for this legislation. And Section 15 retains the language previously found in Section 16 of the M version with the following change. We changed the reference on page 11, line 11, from 14 to 13 to reflect the number of sections.
I believe that's all the changes, correct?
That's all the changes from version M to version B, Mr. Chair.
Any questions from committee on the changes?
Yes. Through the chair, Dirk, could you kind of speak again about the requirement to change qualified energy developments to energy projects, or I'm sorry, vice versa, from energy projects to qualified energy developments? Well, I'm just having a hard time tracking just the numbers, let alone the meeting. Now please explain the meeting again.
Okay. Through the chair, Representative Sadler, again, ADA has a very specific definition of project in their statute. And if I could, I'll just read to you that definition. It's AS 4488-900. AS 4488-900.
Mm-hmm.
And project means a plant or facility used or intended for use in connection with making, processing, preparing, transporting, or producing in any manner goods, products, or substances of any kind or nature, or in connection with developing or utilizing a natural resource, or extracting, smelting, transporting, converting, assembling, or producing in any manner minerals, raw minerals, chemicals, compounds, alloys, fibers, commodities, and materials, products, or substances of any kind or nature. And through the chair, Representative Sadler, we wanted to make it very clear that this was a separate fund, and this is meant to be used for separate projects than ADA was originally to be used for.
And we do have Mark Davis and Ted Leonard on the line, both available for questions if we do have any for ADA.
So
please follow up with Mr. Sadler.
Thank you. So, Dirk, so to make clear, this is a separate fund for purposes other than what's defined in project.
Mm-hmm. As okay. Through the chair, that's correct.
I can sure be clear. Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 10, section 14, line 25, we added in conservation. So that means that these loans would go towards what type of conservation projects? I mean, what's the vision there?
Through the chair, Representative Tuck. I believe that could be used for, we wanted to be specific with the addition of projects. We wanted to be all-encompassing. We didn't want to leave anything out. And so I think that specific legal language was to include any type of energy project that also involves conservation. And you might want to ask ADA for a more specific answer. I believe they have their AG online who's been working with them on that.
Okay. And if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yeah,
so this was introduced by ADA, that word? Wasn't introduced by the bill sponsor?
We worked closely with ADA in crafting some of the new language in here.
Okay, well, I guess I'll save my question for them if they can answer it. And then also, if I may, Mr. Chair, I know this started off as being, I believe, power generation and transmission, but it looks like we're doing into any type of manufacturing that we can get out of liquid gases or gases. Looks like we're expanding that a little bit further than what was the original. So it looks like we have some sort of value-added industries included in this. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Tuck. Again, I think it was the intent was to create a fund that could be used for energy projects, and they wanted to include any type of energy project that is currently in use by utilities statewide, and so that could include any kind of project we've discussed in this committee.
Yeah, I think the intent is, I think the intent is not necessarily for it to be a value-added project that's out there.
I think that's a great way to ask who it is.
Are they, for export, the intent is that there are some of these opportunities that we could use within the state that could be some sort of manufacturing, but the intent is a project that's within the state. So the, if it is one of the new ones that we've added, which could be the, and I want to make sure that I read it appropriately, which the chemical, catalytic, biological, upgraded conversion of natural gas, coal, biomass, the intent is that in the end that would be used within the state. And if someone, specifically a maybe it's a small electrical utility wants to create power generation, or some small company wants to use electrical generation, and they want to use these processes to make it happen, the intent is to allow them to be able to get funding to make that happen. So it's not intended for export. It's not intended to send something over to China, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Okay, and if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, can you show me the language that protects that, make sure that is the case? I know that some of this is in references to probably existing statutes, but I didn't get a chance to because we went through this so fast, and these are just added. I haven't got a chance to look that up to see if we're not opening it up. I guess it's subject to limitations of 4488-740, so I'll look that up real quick.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead and keep going. I'll just look it up real quick.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Go ahead and answer.
I'll go over briefly what was Section 14 and 15, but is now Section 13 and 14 of the B Bravo version. And that starts on page 8, line 14. That begins with the materials portion of this bill, which establishes a new fund within ADA, and it's a separate fund within the authority. And again, this is something that a lot of these utilities will go outside to finance for, these finance projects in the state, and this is to keep that financing process in state. And page 9 and page 9, line 12 through 35, goes into the powers and duties of this, and the reasons a new fund created in the bill is to protect the existing credit rating of ADA, and also to offer expanded powers and limitations when it comes to the energy financing. And I think ADA can go in more in depth into what that means for this legislation.
Representative Tuck has stepped away to see if you could get some additional information. Would you like to ask more of ADA or one of the representatives?
What was that question I had for ADA earlier? I think that I think my answer on conservation, I understand it might be for heat recovery, is one of the options, one of the examples that was looked at. So I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the changes? All right. Seeing none. Public testimony was closed at the last meeting, so it brings it back, the bill back to the committee, and committee discussion, if any.
I'll start off.
Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Like the intention of this bill. I think it's a good step. I think that I hope that we can use this as an example into actually in the future coming up with some value-added low-interest loans for manufacturing and for coming up with our own petrochemical industry in the future and everything else. I just thought maybe this was the step to get there. I was just checking to see. I've had a problem in the past of just I understand that the state needs to be able to help communities out, and that's what we're here for. And if we can cut their energy costs in half, we'll be able to really make more of a vibrant economy for rural Alaska in particular, not to mention in urban Alaska. And so having the opportunity to do that is a good thing, but at the same time, I believe the state needs to have some sort of return on that also. Rather than just giving the money away, it's nice that we have some sort of program where we can have the money come back to us, because oftentimes what these new projects need is they just need a little bit of seed money to get started. And that way they can leverage other money elsewhere and make these projects happen. So I kind of like that we're actually planning for the future a little bit also, is that we're able to give these low-interest loans so that we can make sure that we have money in the future to be able to do it again down the road. So I appreciate the idea.
All right. Thank you, Representative Tuck. Any other discussion from committee? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to move House Bill 357 out of committee.
I can make that motion. Okay. I move House Bill 357, which is 27LS1401/B, out of committee with attached fiscal notes and as amended.
All right. Any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 357 has moved from the Energy Committee. All right. Next, we will move to House Bill 336. And as everyone's coming forward, we'll go ahead and sign. So we'll take a brief at ease so that they can get ready, and so we can sign the bill packet on 357. New understanding, apparently they need 6 seconds before everything starts going through the system, so I will give it that time. We're back in order. Do need to go back and clarify on the bill that we just passed out. It was not amended in committee, so we do need to make sure that is clarified. I don't know that we necessarily need to rescind our action in any way, but I do want to make sure that's on the record that it was not amended. We will move now to HB 336. Paul Lobos is here to present the changes. Paul, if you would, please go ahead and put yourself on record and proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Paul Lobos, staff to Representative Foster. We have a new CS drafted for the Energy Committee. It would be version E, and I'll go over the changes between version I and version E with you. If we go to page 3, line 14, Yeah, if you go to page 3, line 14, you will see that the language as amended in the previous committee hearing is in there verbatim. The address listed on the home heating, oil, gas, or electricity account that will electricity account that the voucher will credit now reads the address or other identifying information requested by the corporation listed on the heating oil, natural gas, or electricity account that the voucher will credit. Moving on to page 4, per drafting's recommendation, we have what appears to be a more complex language section within there, but from the drafting perspective, it's better language. So I'll go over what we had done in the amendment in committee and then go back to the new language to describe that. So in the previous committee, on page 4, line 10, we had eliminated heating or energy costs after the word rent. And then on page 4, line 12, we inserted the word or after voucher. And on page 4, line 13, we inserted notwithstanding direct payment for electricity in G of this section for a recipient whose primary residence heats exclusively with a fuel not listed in B of this section upon certification, the $500 will be used towards heating costs at the recipient's primary residence in the state for a check for $500 in the name of the recipient of the energy voucher. The beginnings of the problems with that were the notwithstanding direct energy payments in G of this section. So rather than doing that, what they ended up doing was replicating the language in section G and dividing that out into subsections. So if the members will go to page 4, line 1, you'll notice that section G has been significantly amended, and it currently only illustrates right now that the recipient provide a notice bearing that false statements made in this form are punishable by law, whereas previously it cited both the access to a distributor and that they did not directly pay for energy or heat costs. So now Section G only applies to signing the notice, bearing notice that false statements are punishable by law. The new Section 1 lays out the previous Section G requirements of not paying directly for heating oil or not having reasonable access to a qualified distributor. Section A now replaces the old Section 1, which deals with the rent voucher for a landlord, and I'll read it out loud, including the conceptual amendment adopted in committee. For a replacement voucher in the name of the landlord of the primary residence in the state for which the recipient resides, the full value of which shall be deducted by the landlord from the recipient's rent. And moving on, in Section B, we have a replication of what was previously Section 2 in version I, and that's dealing with the $250 for rent. And then Section 2 replaces what had been Section 3, and it deals with the $500 for wood, and basically the only difference in this is rather than creating an exception within the section to electricity costs, it duplicates the requirements in what is now Section 1 that would not apply to Section 2, so those requirements are replicated within that section. Although, much to my chagrin, I see that there is an error in the draft. So, now let's begin with the fun. Okay, so I had mentioned concerns regarding PCE and the ability for condo associations be able to interact correctly with the bill as written. Discussions with AHFC believe that both of those instances can be handled regulatorily, and that it would be easier for them to handle that regulatorily than setting that language out in statute. If there are questions on that.
Okay. Any questions?
Okay. Moving down on version E, page 4, line 10, we had removed the words energy or heating costs when drafting the bill, but as we have redone the format, we kind of need that language to remain in there. Otherwise, those people who live offside the road system and don't have access to a qualified distributor but do in fact heat with one of those three means would be completely exempted from the bill and wouldn't be eligible for any compensation. So that's been reinstated because of the new layout of the bill, and so as not to counteract the intent of the amendment. Looking at page 4, line 13, subsection 2. Never mind, they didn't mess up. Fine.
Same All right.
Yeah. What the members will note is that it's stating that they do not heat with those main three items that are in B of the bill. But where it does differ from Section 1 is that it says that they do not have access to a qualified distributor of heating oil or natural gas, remaining silent on electricity.
All right. Questions on it? Okay. Let's continue. Those are the only changes.
Those are the only changes.
Okay. At this time, I would accept a motion to adopt the current CS, which is version E, that's before us. Representative Olson, would you make the motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt version 27 LS 1403 / E.
All right. Any objections? Seeing none, we will go ahead and adopt that as our working document. It does look like we need to make a change on a fiscal note that we have adopted as well. So at this time, I would also take a motion to adopt the new fiscal note.
That would be 781.
I believe it's. Yeah, this is a new one that was just handed to us.
So this would be number one then, wouldn't it?
I think it may be.
I'd make a motion to adopt fiscal note to the committee substitute for House Bill 336, Energy number one.
All right. Seeing no objection, we have adopted the new fiscal note.
That's just for clarification, Mr. Chair. That's Department of Revenue's fiscal note. Just handed out to us here.
No, that one is. Yes, Department of Revenue.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
you're correct.
I got it.
You're correct. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It looks like that we were passed out another fiscal note. I have to make sure I got the right one, because one of them is not numbered, one of them is numbered, and it looked like that the one that's not numbered was the one that was just recently passed out to us.
Yep. Give me a sec. We're going to go ahead and take an ad ease so we can clarify. Record. We do have one other fiscal note that we do need to adopt. Would accept a motion to adopt that one as well.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we would adopt the second fiscal note, which is unnumbered, but is from the Department of revenue, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation operations, and that would be to Senate Bill, or to committee substitute for Senate Bill 336 Energy.
All right. Any objections? Seeing none, we have adopted the second fiscal note to this bill as
well. And that's the one with the big numbers.
The one with the big numbers. That's exactly right. All right. So, seeing that we have now adopted that, and I've also misplaced them. Are there any additional questions? I think at this point we've already discussed it quite well. I think we've hammered out all of our issues. Is there questions from committee? And we do have, just so that we note, AHSC both here as well as on the phone, if there are questions of AHSC specifically. All right. Seeing no questions on the changes or on the bill itself, at this point in time, I would accept a motion to move the bill out of committee. Please, Representative Foster.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move out of committee CS4HB 336 Energy 27-LS1403/E with attached fiscal notes and if any individual recommendations.
All right. Any objection to moving? Seeing none, we have adopted or moved out of committee the CS for House Bill 336 Energy. As there is nothing else before us today, we will go ahead and gavel out, but I do believe we've got the next hearing is actually on Tuesday, is what we've got it scheduled at. So at that point in time, I would expect a few bills to come over from the other body that we probably will need to address. So we will go ahead and adjourn at this point in time at, what are we at, 3:40.